Okay, today's daf is Yuma Daf Gimel, and in Yuma Daf Gimel on the top line we have Pazar Kashav, right? We have the unique status of Shmini Atzeres, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So the Gemara says, on Daf Beis, looking for a makar, we know that the mitzvah, the halacha of hafrasha, of being separated for 7 days before Yom Kippur, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is learned out from the Shivas Yimei Miluim. Learned that from the Miluim. So the Gemara says, how do you know to make the Gzeira Shava from Shivas Yimei Miluim to Yom Kippur? Maybe Shivas Yimei Miluim to another day, right? This, the whole Gemara highlights and reflects the fact that Gzeira Shava is a combination of Limud, Misora, and Svara, because the fact that there is a Gzeira Shava from Yimei HaMiluim is known, but which area in the Torah to make a Gzeira Shava with, that is open. That's what we mentioned from the Ramban and many other Rishonim, that Gzeira Shavas are a combination of both, and there is Misora. You have to have something, right? The Gemara says, Einandamdam Gzeira Shava Me'atzmo, the Gemara Masechet Psachim, but there is flexibility, and there could be a machlokas about a Gzeira Shava. That's what's going on here. So do you learn it to Yom Kippur, and do you learn it to the Shalosh Regalim, the Gemara suggested? Maybe for the Shalosh Regalim, the Kohen Gadol should need Prisha, and the Gemara then says, maybe the Shalosh Regalim are excluded because you need a parallel 7 day Prisha for a 1 day service, not a 7 day Prisha for a 7 day service. So the Gemara says, what about Shmini Atzeres? Maybe you need the 7 day Prisha for Shmini Atzeres, that's 7 day Prisha for 1 day service. Ve'im Shmini de Prishas Shiva Liyom Echadu. So the Gemara says, no. Don and Davar Shein Kedusha Lefanav, Midavar Shein Kedusha Lefanav. You compare Shavas Yimei Miluim to Yom Kippur, which both of them do not have a Yimei Kedusha before it. Ve'im Don and Davar Shein Kedusha Lefanav, Midavar Shein Kedusha Lefanav. And you don't learn it to Shmini Atzeres, which has Kedusha Lefana, right? It has sukkahs before it. So Valav Kavachomer, the Gemara says, isn't that a Kavachomer? Hasha Davar Shein Kedusha Lefana Boi Prisha. Something that does not have Kedusha before it requires Prisha, like the Miluim. Davar Shein Kedusha Lefana Vlokal Shekein. So Sholi Shmini Atzeres, it should be more of a reason. It's more Kadosh. Amar Mishar Shilo, Hazeh Ksiv Kazeh. Right, it says Hazeh, Kazeh, it has to be like this Shivas Yimei Miluim. Fine, that's one answer. But then Ravashi has a second answer to reject the Shmini Atzeres possibility. Ravashi Amar, Mi Ika Midi, De Iker Regel, Lo Boi Prisha, Tafel Didei Boi Prisha. Where do you ever have a case where the Iker Yantif does not require Prisha for it, and the Tafel of the Yantif requires Prisha? So that's an amazing line. The Gemara here calls Shmini Atzeres the Tafel of Sukkos. The Tafel of Sukkos. Tafel means it's part of it, but it is a secondary part of it. Tafel Didei. So again, we're going to talk about, that's what we're trying to figure out, the status of Shmini Atzeres in the world of the Moadim. Status of the world of the Moadim. So Tafel Didei, here the Gemara calls it a Tafel. And then the Gemara continues. And even though there is an opinion out there that says Shmini Atzeres is its own independent yantif, regel bifnei atzmo, and then maybe it's not the tafel didei, and therefore you should maybe be able to say that Gzeira Shava of the Prisha to Shmini Atzeres. No, regel bifnei atzmo, that opinion is very limited. Hani mili, that only, it's only independent regarding Le'inyan Pazar Kashav. Regarding these six halachas, it's different. Avalinyan tashlumin, tashlumin de rishonu. But regarding Tashlumin, making up the Karban Chagiga, it's Tashlumin of the Rishon, of the earlier days of Sukkos. So it's fascinating. There are six areas in which Shmini Atzeres is independent. And the Gemara emphasizes that that should not reflect the fact that it is an independent yontif. It's only independent regarding these six halachas, but really, the Gemara is still trying to keep its tafel nature. Really, it's Tashlumin. Tashlumin de Rishon, the Tanik was the Mishnah and Chagiga, Mishlo Chag, Vyantif Rishon Shel Chag, Chogig Vole Kalarego Kulo, Vyantif HaAchron Shel Chag. Vyantif HaAchron Shel Chag, and the Gemara even calls it Yantif Achron Shel Chag, it's the last day of Sukkot. Is that just chronologically, or is that conceptually also that it would be called the last day of Sukkot? So it is connected, but it's not connected. I would have said Pazar Kashav reflects something deeper, different, and unique, and separate and independent, but the Gemara does not take that that stance. There are a couple of areas to look at to analyze the nature of Shmini Atzeres in terms of halachically its relationship to Sukkos. That's what we're going to focus on. Halachic relationship to Sukkos. So, three areas. Number one is the Nusach HaBracha. Number two is what happens if you make a mistake. And number three, what is the Reish in Pazar Kashav stand for? So let's go through those three ideas. First of all, the Nusach HaBracha. What bracha do you say on Sukkot? On Sukkot you say, on Shmini Atzeres. On Sukkot you say, Chag HaSukkot Hazeh. And on Shavuos you say, on Chag HaShavuos Hazeh, Zman Matan Toraseinu, on Pesach Chag HaMatzos Hazeh. What Nusach do you say on Shmini Atzeres? So if you look in the Minhagim, quoted in the Marshal in Simin Samach Dalet, in the Chuvis, has a number of pages regarding different nuschos of different parts of Tefillah. So in the last paragraph of Simin Samach Dalet, Od Achas, Ve'inyin Kiddush Shal Shmini Atzeres. Kiddush and Dominic Shmini Atzeres. Vodim B'Tefillah, Kasvu HaMinhagim. This is number one. We're going to have three different versions, three different suggestions. She'ein Lomar Chag. The first one is don't mention Chag at all. Ki Bikra Loksiv Chag. In the Psukim, Shmini Atzeres is not called Chag. Maybe in Torah Shebal Peh it is, but in the Psukim it's not called Chag, and therefore you should not call it Chag in Tefillah or in Kiddush. And this is also, amazingly, the Shita of the Ramah. The Ramah says in Tafrei Samaches, Va'anu no'agim she'ein omrim Chag b'shmini, de'lo masinu b'shum makom she'nikra Chag, ela omrim yom Shmini Atzeres. That's it. Don't mention Chag. Yom Shmini Atzeres. So that is the Shita of the Minhagim and the Ramah. The problem is that there are many references to, maybe not in the Torah, but throughout Torah Sheval Peh, many references to Shmini Atzeres as Chag. Just the Rambam, there's in the, I mean, the Rambam is based on Chazal. Vav Yud Zayin in Hilchos Yantif. Shivas Yimei HaPesach Vishmonas Yimei HaChag Im Sha'ar Yomim Tovim. Kula Masurim Behesped V'tainis. 8 days of Chag. 8 days of Chag, Shmini Atzeres is called a Chag, right? And therefore, right, the language of the Gemara that we just read, Regel Bifnei Atzmo. Regel is not a Lashon of Chag, but it's similar. It's Regel is one of the Chagim. So, very hard to say that it's not a Chag, but that's the Shita of the Minhagim, quoted by the Ramah in Simin Tafrei Samaches. The Marshal himself then quotes the Maharil. Ube Maharil Kasav, Im Balo Mar Chag Yomar, you could put in Chag, but don't put it at the beginning of the phrase. Yomar is Yom HaShmini Chag HaTzeres HaZeh. Say Yom Shmini Chag HaTzeres HaZeh. Right, this is many Mefarshim. The Birkei Yosef is a whole litany of Mefarshim, Rishonim, Achronim that say this version. Say Yom Shmini Chag HaTzeres HaZeh. De'oz mashma shu tofel l'chag v'lo chag b'fnei atzmo. Because that calls it a Chag, but it doesn't have Chag at the beginning, which would give the impression, says the Ma'aril, that it's a Chag like other Chagim, but it is tofel. Kid amrina b'reish yoma, like it says, Ar Gemara, the Ma'aril quotes Ar Gemara. V'ika midi deregel l'boi prisha, tofel boi prisha. V'yafil ma'adar regel b'fnei atzmo. Right, this is the line in the Gemara that says, that reflects, even Pazar Kashav, even the Mandama Regula Fnei Atzmo, it is secondary. Hilkach Ha'oris Chag Yom Shmini Tosu Biyado. If you say Chag at the beginning of the phrase, it's a mistake. The Mashmashu Chag Kishar Chagim, right? Because it's Mashmah that makes a Chag like other Chagim. This is the version that the Shulchan Aruch has. The Shulchan Aruch and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch in Tafrei Samaches Lel Shmini Omer Betfila Vatin Lano is Yom Shmini Chag Vatzeres Adeh. Day 8, Chag Atzeres Hazeh. It doesn't say Chag Shmini Atzeres something, because it doesn't put Chag at the beginning, because that would give the misimpression that it's equal to the others, says the Maharil and many others. But you say Yom Shmini, it's day 8, Chag Atzeres Hazeh. Right, and therefore, since Chag is pushed later, that is makes it Nikar, says the Maharil, that it is Tafel. Says the Maharshal, now back to that same tshuva, the Maharshal doesn't like this one either. He doesn't like the Ramah, he doesn't like the Minhagim, which leaves out Chag totally. He doesn't like the Ma'aril, that puts Chag later on. Why? Because, the Kashali, says the Maharshal, follow Lekha Lemiti, Afik Ki HaGavna. No, there's no chashash of a mistake, even if you put Chag at the beginning. Diyavi Chag Mamish, Havi Omer Es Yom Chag, Chulu, Kemo Sharagalim. Right, if it was a regular Chag like the others, you would say Yom Chag HaMatzos Hazeh, Yom Chag HaShmini, Yom Chag Shmini Atzeres. If you leave out the Yom, you just say Shmini, right, you put Chag towards the beginning, that would be okay. V'achi Yadot Fein, it's better to put the Chag there and not, or at least not where you put it, Mariel, Kisha Omer. Better if you say it's Chag Yom Shmini, Misha Omer Yom Shmini Chag HaTzeres, Sheinam Mafsik Mila Zara Bikra. Tech Siv Yom Shmini Atzeres. The bracha is patterned after the Lash Lishna Dekra. And if you look in the pasuk has Yom Shmini Atzeres Achagazeh, Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. You're putting a word in the middle of the phrase. Varotze, and therefore, you should not put the Chag in the middle. Varotze L'Atzeisi De Kulam. If you want to be Yotzi, all of them, meaning you don't want to put Chag at the beginning because you can give the impression that it's a Chag like others. And you don't want to put, but you don't want to put it in the middle because you don't want to break up the pasuk, so put it at the end. Yomer Shmini Ha'atzeres Chag Hazeh V'chein Ani Noheg. Say Shmini Atzeres, don't say Yom, but say Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh. So then, that's what I am knowing. Elu dvarim shechidashti v'yafim mitzar hu zechi nafshi bahen v'lo yis laharich. That's what he says. Shmini yatzer es hachag hazeh. It's a de-emphasis of the chag and no hefzuk on the phrase. The Taz has a long piece here where he encourages this nusach. Many rayas that shmini yatzer es is called a chag. Right? Many rayas against that sefer minhagim of the Ramah. Uvachal makom, he says, Pashat, dal shulchan aruch kamar k'mashmoa sapasik shekaro, shmini yatzer es kamar k'mashmoa sapasik shekaro chag. Ubakava makom was curly omachron shosukas yontavachron. Me de itzrach tamud olomarshu chalak me medalini pazar kashav, shvamin de balavachi chad chaku. Retzmasha that it is part of that chag, if it's different in this six ways. Umiyuchas acharav, avavishen yoshim boso yom basukas. Even though you don't sit in the sukkah, it's part of that. You could have part of the yontav even though you act differently. Dugma ladavar, similarly, where else would you have something like this? Chagamatzos. You call the whole 7-day yantif chagamatzos, even though only one night is a chiyav to imatza. Call Zayin Ayamim. Valo ein chiyav achilas matza, ela bala rishona. Ubishar yamim ein chiyav ela minias chametz. Valo meyikru kol yamim chagamatzos. Valo grosam iser chametz. You should call it a chag of iser chametz. Ela da kol nigra achar laila harishona. Ubishvila ba ushar hayamim. Hachinami kenu beches yimei shel chag umishem hachi kol she'aser atzvo b'basar b'chag stam. Right, talks about the Gemara in the Darim. If you aser basar chag stam, that includes yantav achron and many other riots as well. And therefore, he, after a long piece, he supports the first. He suggests what the Marshal says. Then he was very excited to find it in the Marshal himself, that Lashon, Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh. If you think about a little lumdus in it, just what the words, Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh, you would translate as the eighth, the Atzeres of the Chag. Right, so that kind of reflects the dual nature of it. It's Shmini, but it's Atzeres of the Chag. It's connected to Sukkos. Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh gives it, ironically, a little more independence. Right, with the Maharil, he put the Chag in the middle. He wants to de-emphasize Chag, but he calls it a Chag, but it sounds like it's independent. Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. And Shmini Atzeres Chag Hazeh connects it more to Sukkos, which is in terms of the Lasha. Okay, but either way, that's issue number one, Nusach HaBracha. What happens if one makes a mistake? What happens if, it could happen, the night of Shmini Atzeres, you're so used to saying the Nosach of Sukkah, somebody says Chag of Sukkah Hazeh by mistake instead of saying Shmini Atzeres Chag Hazeh. So this goes to the heart of whether Shmini Atzeres is somehow connected to Sukkah or not. The Birka Yosef has a long discussion of this. Misha Ta'a Ozveh. Misha Ta'a Batilas Arvis. Lel Shmini Atzeres. Not as long as the previous discussion. First discussion of the Nusach, right, that's a whole column. But here the Birka Yosef says, Misha Ta'a Batilas Arvis Lel Shmini Atzeres the Ko Amar. Es yom chag asukas hazeh va'akar raglav. And he finished Shimon Asrei. So he quotes Kosav Mahari Ayish b'sefer Beis Yehuda Arachayim Omeyata. Kimen shochachnu debishachasa machasima kitikna sagi baskaras yantif pestam. If somebody says es yom chag yantif hazeh, ya chag shalosh regalim, that would be good enough. Imke mina nailov says so too. To be shehizkir shem chag acher shahaya omed b'shmona esrei va'amar es chag hasukas haya yotze b'diavad. Just like if you would say the generic yantif or chag or moed, you would be yotze. So too if you say the wrong one, says the Birka Yosef in the name of the Mahari Yash. To akay malan because we all atol maskar ma'or shar yamim shelo bizmano to lo avefsaka. After all, let's say it's a weekday and you say sukkas by mistake. It's not a hefsaka. It's not a hefsik. So too if it's midyat seres you said it's not a hefsik. So it's gili. You just said the general kavachkasav b'shulchan arach sof simin kufches v'chenami dechvase. That is what he says. And the Birka Yosef is not happy about this one. He says if you say the wrong one, it's worse. Right? It's wrong, but it's worse. V'ha'ra'zu, and he goes back and forth, four steps. So first he quotes this Ma'ariyash and says, you don't have to go back. And then he says, ha'ra'zu kula miksha. Tehein lu yihi, dim amar yantif mikra kodesh hazeh sagi, av kilo purash ma yom mi yamin tovim, v'kamakam shani hacha, depirish chag ha'sukis, v'teva sukis, afsadon l'kamaisa, tevas chag. Right, and therefore, no, maybe he said the wrong one. Say the wrong one is worse. And then he goes, well, maybe our issue. Maybe b'di'evit, sometimes you could say it's part of Sukkos. It is part of Sukkos. Chag, the Shmonis Yimei Chag. But then he says, but if you look in our Rashi, right here in Yuma Daf Gimel, what does Rashi say on the Reish? We'll have to get to this soon. Reish is Regel b'fnei Atzmo. She'ein Shem Chag HaSukkos Alav. Ein Shem Chag HaSukkos Alav. So it's not Sukkos. It's not Sukkos. But so he goes back and forth. He's noted to say at the end that you should go back, right? He says, because especially, he says, gam ata ha'omer b'fiv chag ha'sukkos, al sukkos mamish kamar. Right? Even if you want to say, if you make a mistake in general, you said the wrong one, okay. But here, you know, you might say that it was just sukkos, and he's still thinking that it's sukkos, and therefore it's worse than just saying sukkos on a general weekday. Nira de b'chalzos ha'gavra, the Omar Chag HaSukkos, B'makom Shmini Atzeres Lo Yatsa Mishum De Sircha De Sukkos Regel Rogal Alashono V'Yad Hashda Al HaSukkos De Kamar B'Tvilosav Al HaSukkos Mamish Yichavim V'Yim Kein Gam Ata HaOmer B'Fiv Chag HaSukkos Al HaSukkos Mamish Kamar V'Lo Dami. It's not similar to where we say Hasam Chag HaSukkos right in the middle, because then he wasn't thinking about Sukkos. Avala Omer Chag HaSukkos V'Kavanasu Al HaSukkos Mamish V'Aikara Hu Lo Yada Mi'i Shmini Atzeres Bechal Chag HaSukkos Mehechatesi Dami Rosso L'Gavoa Chag HaSukkos Ha'olol B'makom Shmini Atzeres Avadei Tos U'Biyado V'Chozer. So that is Shita number one. That is also the B'ya Omer discusses this in the Chelek Dalet Siman and Aleph. That's the Birki Yosef. If you look in the Chach V'Shlomo, right here on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, the Chach V'Shlomo, Shlomo Kluger says, don't repeat. Don't repeat. The Torah calls it Sukkos. The Torah calls it Sukkos, right, among many others. Where does the Torah call it Sukkos? Says the Chach V'Shlomo. The dinim amar b'shmon esrei chag hasukkos im yatsa nirali ke'es raya the yatsa min haTorah to beparshas re'ei mona kol haragalim v'zocher chag hasukkos ta'asa lecha v'lama lo zocher shmini atzeres shmini atzeres is not mentioned in re'ei u'bal karchach shu b'chal chag hasukkos must be included in chag hasukkos that's mentioned here v'yaf tachsiv shivas yamim mikol makom kima de chazal darshu v'yisa ach sameach l'rabos lo yontav achron shel chag v'yim kein kima de merames lo yontav achron mikol shekein Hayom de Kavod Yom Chomer Mikavod Laila Ubezel Shapir Mashkad Lozal Ach Sameach V'Chulu. Chag Shlomo says one does not go back, and that's also the Chai Adam in Klal Chav Ches. If you look in the back in the Eishal Avram of Vuchach, he says, well, maybe there's a difference whether you go back on Shmini Atzeres or Simchas Torah in Chutz Laaretz. Shmini Atzeres, which is still Safik Sukkos, so maybe that's good enough. But if not, so then you would go back on Simchas Torah. If you look in the Aruch Laner's commentary on Hilchas Sukkos, in the Bikur Yaakov, the first sefer that he wrote, that's why he calls it Bikur Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Enlinger's Bikurim. So he says, which is the usual case, when the person says Chag HaSukkos, it's not that he doesn't know what Shmini Atzeres. He knows what Shmini Atzeres, but he just wasn't focusing in the Siddur, and he was saying, what, Hergol Lashon. So if you know what Shmini Atzeres, and you just said Sukkos by mistake, then you do not have to repeat, says the Bikur Yaakov. If you think that's still Sukkos, and it's not Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is just part of Sukkos, and there's nothing new, so then you would go back. V'yemke nira midvarav, dim zachar ba'eith she'amar chag ha'sukkos to Shmini Atzeres hu, rak she'shachach she'shmini Atzeres li'ishol sh'tein b'fnei atzmo, ein tzorach lachzer ulis palel, v'ayin sifkatan gimel. That is his shara. So that's about the Nusach HaBracha. Toas, again, we see reflected here the relationship between Shmini Atzeres and Sukkos. And maybe the last point, Regel B'fnei Atzmo. What does it mean now in the Gemara, Regel B'fnei Atzmo? So we already mentioned Rashi. Rashi says here, Ein Shem Chag HaSukkos Alav. What does that mean? Is that just a conceptual Lashon? It's not Sukkos. Ein Shem Chag HaSukkos. If you look at Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah and Dav Dalet, he explains Rashi. They explain Rashi, Pirsh Rakudjas Regal Vyaswa Shim Chag HaSukkos Alav, the Rotzelomar, to be Birchas Hamazon Vitfila, Maskirin Shmini Atzeres, below Sukkos. Regal Bafri Aswa means it's not called Sukkos in Tfila and in Kiddush. It's called Shmini Atzeres. Okay, so that reflects its uniqueness. Rashi in Sukkah and Daf Memches, Rashi Tosfos here quotes that Rashi in Sukkah says, you don't sit in the Sukkah. That's what it means, regal b'fnei asmo. Pirish Rashi, regal la'atvo shein yosha mesuka. Carbon la'atvo shein b'seid priyachag. And he goes through the others. But that's a different shot of Rashi, right? There's no sukkah. Tosfos re'alava asks, there's no lulav or alava. Rabbi Rutam here in Tosfos quotes that there's a chiyuv of lina. Rabbi Rutam mefarish bircha bracha b'fnei atzmo bircha zamazam mitfila v'regel b'fnei atzmo mefarish lini lina shetong lina lel moso yantaf achron. The halacha is when you bring a carbon, you have to sleep over the following night. So maybe that's what regel here means. You have to sleep over. Tosfos is bothered by that. You have to sleep over anyway because it's the day of the carbon chagiga. So any special halacha shmini atzeres. Okay, but that is Rabbi Rutam. And the Rif says le'inyan avelus. It's a regular b'fnei atzmo. What does that mean? Let's say somebody, Rachman al-San, is sitting Shiva before Yantif, so, and Yantif breaks Shiva. So, however, even if he's sat for an hour, that's seven, then Yantif itself breaks Shiva. What about Shloshim? So you have 7 days beforehand. Ki'ilu, you finish Shiva. You have the 7 days of Sukkot, that's 14. Shmini Atzeres counts for an entire Yantif 7 days, that's 21. And therefore, after Yantif, you only have to do 9 days. After Yantif Sheni, you have to do 8 days. So that is the halacha, that's the Rif says, that's regel b'fnei atzmo, and that's what we paskin. That's what we paskin. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, both in Yoredeya and Aruch Chaim, I'll read it from Aruch Chaim, Tav Kuf Mem Ches, Tav Kuf Mem Ches, the Shulchan Aruch says, Sif Tezayin, Shah Achas l'fnei Achag, Ve'achag, Harei Arba Asar, Shmini Yetzeres, Shiva, Harei Esrim Ve'echad Yom, 21, V'yom Sheni Sheshmini Yetzeres, Harei Esrim V'shnayim, U'mashlam Aleihem, Shmona. So, that is its own. So again, that what regel is also reflects the independence of Shmini Atzeres. It's its own 7 days. And Rashi, right, the Ein Shem Sukkos Alav V'chulu. So these are three ideas. Just one final point, maybe just to leave. Rashi in Pinchas, we know, says on Atzeres, Kashalei Pridaschem, that's why we have a Shmini Atzeres, an extra day, because it's hard for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol to leave us, where we've had so many days with him, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, Kashalei Pridaschem. So ask many of the Bali Musar, isn't it harder with an extra day? You're just dragging out the inevitable. So why do you have an extra day? You know, just go. So if you look in the Rav Chana Karlenstein Sefer on Sukkos, he says, no, that extra day is to put us into the Beis Hashem permanently. So therefore, when we leave, it's Kilu, we didn't leave. It's to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such an intense way, on Simchas Torah, that there won't be a Preda. That's the purpose. And that's why he says, interestingly, we don't say L'David Hashem Ori anymore on Shmini Atzeres. We stop on Hashanah Rabbah. Why? Because we ask, Shifti Beis Hashem. So maybe Shmini Atzeres, we're sitting in Beis Hashem. We don't have to be mevakish that anymore. And therefore, we don't say it. And that's the purpose of Shmini Atzeres, to take the experience with us so it won't be called a preda. Okay, we'll stop here.